Start streaming. Broadcasting on Facebook, it says.
Weehoo.
I don't know about you. What's that say over there, Beaver? Oh, I don't know.
It says, could not access. Oh, there it goes. You got rid of it. Now it's sitting on your other screen in front of you.
Could not access the specified channel or stream key. Please double check your stream key.
Oh, at least it said please.
Can you nicely click OK?
Slightly letting you know you fucked up.
Does my voice sound the same as it did last week? Because I got...
It's angelic.
Angelic? I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm really... I finally got the mic... I always used to struggle with the mic. It always fallen all the fucking time.
You got her figured out now?
I just didn't touch it. Is my you know what I mean?
Don't fuck with it.
Yep. I got a little piece here that I spin.
Yeah.
This is my
your fidget spinner?
Yeah, my fidget spinner.
Well, I don't know. Let's just see. I'm going to stop it.
Are you able to drive a tractor without fiddle fucking around with something?
No, it's painful. Yeah, I'm always hitting switches, like on, off, on, off, on. Like the heat controls, on, off, on, off, on, off. Like just I can't, because you're literally, like with auto steer, you're literally could just this for
right.
fucking 10 hours. And at the end of the row, you could make it so it turns on its own. I don't. Because
I would just
have something to do.
Wake up.
I just love. Like,
you see a warning anywhere?
Nope, I don't.
Fucking, I think it might be working.
Nice.
I think it might be working. I'm
I don't.
Not sure,
I don't but... like when I'm in the tractor, Kev. Uh-huh. I'm fucking always doing. Like I'm always on the phone looking up this, checking that out.
Yeah.
I kind of purposely give myself shit to do, just so that.
Yeah.
It makes the time fly by, and the next thing you know, it's like holy fuck, it's 2 a.m.
You ever watch a nice movie?
No, because I didn't get unlimited data on my phone until recently.
Maybe you could watch a filthy movie.
Watch a filthy movie. Now, this summer might be, spring might be different. I got unlimited data now. Well, I got 30 gigs full tilt, and then I got unlimited after that, but it's slower. So it might be like still every now and then. A minute, and then still. And then a minute, and then still.
Right when you need it to move, it'll stop.
Yeah.
I don't do porn without Wi-Fi.
Yeah, see, and when you're in the middle of...
Sounds like a title to a show right there.
Right there.
And then when you're in the middle of Buttfuck, Idaho, you got to fucking deal with what you got, right?
You know what? I almost think that right now I'm going to like... Because I feel so shameful about masturbating that I'm thinking about that I'm going to just like quit it. And then... I don't know about quit it. I say that I'm not going
to do like a comeback to
but
it.
But like cut.
Nobody likes a quitter.
But I really want to cut back on my masturbation. And then when I start getting like really riled up that I'm like, I can't take it anymore. Then I'm going to use my imagination.
Oh.
So I retrain myself that I can masturbate without porn. Like that I would do it with my imagination like when I was 14.
So where's the shame come from?
And
the porn
just,
or the imagination?
Oh, the Catholic Church.
Oh. I have that same shame.
Yeah.
So you're saying you would just all of a sudden just be like, done. Like just out of nowhere?
No, I'd be closing my eyes and thinking of things that out of my brain that my brain concocts that make me excited enough to blow white ropes out of my cock head.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man, yeah. Slinging ropes.
Yeah.
Web slinger.
That's all I want. I'm just a man with a dream, Beaver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a big show. We really have a big show. This is probably the part that would be, in the edited version, the real, like we'd really be doing the show now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it started, but I do know we're doing it right now.
Yeah.
And this is a big show we're doing. We have... We have the highly anticipated rebuttal of Dan Brennan, comedian Dan Brennan, who was, I say, verbally accosted with some very derogatory remarks by fellow comedian Joe Botello. And Joe, you know, he had his piece. He said he was not saying it behind Dan's back. He said, please share it. Yeah. Please make sure that Dan hears it, you know. And so Dan, I made sure that I was true to my word, and I did all those things. Dan has responded, and we promised to get to that as part of the show.
I'm team Dan right now.
You're team Dan, right?
I'm team Dan.
So, and I think
just against Joe.
You and many.
Well, I don't. Yeah, you're not alone. That's for sure. It's really split the audience. There's some people definitely coming to Dan's defense, and then there are some people who are enjoying the beating that Dan's taking, thinking it's well deserved. So we have both sides of the coin. I don't know what if Dan's response is going to change anyone's opinion of being on maybe on Team Dan, because if he says things that are just as horrible as what Joe said, stands the reason
right
that people who were upset with what Joe said would be upset with what Dan said. So even though you're on Team Dan now, you may be on Team Joe, or you might hate both these cocksuckers by the end of the day.
And what most people should know is Joe would probably say what he said if Dan was here or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's not saying this just to say it.
No.
Like I'm behind closed doors here and Dan's not going to.
Neither one of these guys are saying this behind anyone's back.
Right, right.
And
it's full open.
I would prefer they both be in the same room so that I could watch them say it to each other's face, because that's the funniest part there to me is watching it, you know.
Just seeing reactions.
Right. Yeah, because and then who's quicker too. Cause
quicker to the punch?
Yeah. Then it becomes like this is premeditated. I got a pre-recorded response from Dan.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, Joe is going off the cuff.
Yeah, Joe was just going with just off the cuff, raw emotion.
I think Dan there was had time built up animosity there.
Dan might have edited too.
Oh, he could have. What he probably did, he could have mulled it over, slept a couple nights just stewing about it. Then he
jerked off about it.
Whoa!
You don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. From his mind.
Yeah. I would say maybe Dan still got that magic power. That's where he keeps all the old words
and
the ability to use your brain to jerk off. But Dan, I like to think of him as like a Ken doll with no genitals whatsoever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
He's not a sexual being in my mind.
No.
No, I don't see Dan as an object of a sexual nature. That's just me, though.
Yeah,
you know? I kind of don't either, if we're piling on.
No. I mean, that's just me. Most men fall in that category for me, so Dan shouldn't feel singled out.
No.
You know? Most men just don't. I don't find very appealing.
You mean all?
Yeah, that's pretty true.
By most, he's saying all. And
by most, all. But there's... That also is something we're going to get into in this show, believe it or not, because there may be actually just the fact that I would tie that together with what I'm going to talk about later in the show is a proof that I don't know what I'm talking about, and that I'm going to get more shit about what I'm going to talk about later in the show.
All right.
But so we have the Dan thing. We talked about it. It's here. It's locked, loaded. It's in the can, and it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have also... A very special day today. It's a very special day.
Very special.
As a bridesmaid would say at a wedding, it's a very special day. Today is the all-star of Season 8, the number one most valuable player of Season 8. It's Kevin Van Dungeon's birthday, everybody. Kevin Van Dungeon's birthday. Hey, look at it. It's just me and Beaver clapping, but the people at home are also clapping.
Yes.
So it's Kevin Van Dungeon's birthday. And as a gift to you, Kevin, after all your hard work and dedication to this program, we are going to give you a present. Me and Beaver are going to give you a present, and Robot Dave. Well, I'm not going to leave out Robot Dave.
Fantastic.
You know what? This is a big love fest today. Kevin's birthday. I'm happy about it. I had a really good show last night that turned into an all-nighter. I have zero sleep right now. Literally, I got home from my gig last night at 7:30 this morning, and I didn't go back to sleep. Like, I had an hour and a half on someone's couch, and then I came.
You're a crazy fucker. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, now we're doing Kevin's birthday, and I'm on the Bud Light, so this could be an interesting show. So we're going to give Kevin his birthday present, me and Beaver. We have
Wait.
So that's the second thing. And then was there any other business we had to take care of this week? It's like Kevin's birthday, Dan's response, and theme song?
Let's hear it.
Thank you. What a lovely crowd. Cool. Welcome to the Dutch Hall. I am the host, Pete Van Dyke. And
Two-time.
I forgot. And this is a very special show. It's Kevin Van Dungeon's birthday. Let's hear it for the birthday boy right off the top of the show. Ladies and gentlemen of the soundboard audience, here's the birthday boy, Kevin Van Dungeon, everyone.
Aww, thank you.
And we'll continue with the introductions quickly here. Beside him is the filling out the dream team, the Fabulous Four of Season 8. He's back, looking better than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Derek the Beaver Van Hooten, everyone.
Yeah.
And today on a slightly fuzzy camera. And you know what? I did it that way so that his eyes wouldn't seem too startling to the viewing public. I made the camera malfunction on purpose so that he would look a little bit blurry so you couldn't see how absolutely startling this person's eyes are. And I call him person because he is more of a human than the actual person he's based on. Ladies and gentlemen, Robot Dave, everyone.
That's a nice round of applause.
It is a nice round of applause, Dave.
Thanks,
and you know what?
Pete.
You know what? There's people that all the time, they give us this thing that we call a feedback. You know what?
Feedback. That, we got feedback.
Oh, I want the whole thing.
No, I don't want that. I'm just saying he said it twice, right?
Oh.
Beaver said it too. You thinking Beaver doesn't have the power? Birthday boy, you want to put yourself on a pedestal? yeah. That was for Beaver?
That was.
Okay. Beaver, are you satisfied that Kevin gave you what you deserved?
I did.
Okay, cool. No, let that be a lesson to you. Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you can get away with shit like that. when he says it, because we've had guests on the show that have said it and they've gotten it from
really?
The band.
Oh my goodness!
And the guests start feeling drunk with power, and in my mind, they don't fucking deserve it.
No.
Right.
But Derek the Beaver Van Hooten deserves that power. And did he get a round of applause?
He did,
right?
But yeah.
And the robot did?
Yep.
And you did?
I did.
Did I?
You started
the
off.
Host and two-time President's Club Award winner, Pete Van Dyke. That's who I am. There you go. Oh, now it feels good. Now it feels ready. Now I feel ready to go.
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a bit silly on this show because I am a little tired. I am really, really tired. I tell you, I've got two of my. I'm on the "I Will Go Anywhere" tour, and I literally will go anywhere. I'm still booking dates for the "I Will Go Anywhere" tour. So if you know a place that's anywhere, I will go there. Please just reach out to me, Pete Van Dyke, comedian@gmail.com. That'll get to me, and I'll go to where you are.
Kev, Pete's a little bit of a comedy whore.
He is.
I am a comedy
He's
whore.
Tuckered out comedy whore tonight too.
He is sluting it up.
Mm-hmm.
I am very much a whore. I did two dates on my tour so far. One at Montreal.
Ooh.
And it was an excellent weekend in Montreal.
It was a stone's throw away from Just for Laughs. Maybe.
Like a half a year. 6 months away from it.
Yeah.
But it was a great trip and the show was great. They were nice enough to let me on the show. It was good because it played for like an international audience. Like there's audience people. There was like people from France in the front row. You get to find out if your jokes are going to work like from people from everywhere. You know, and not it's not like you were. So I really enjoyed that part of it. And
Pete, I'll be honest with you. There's a couple times I've been to Quebec and Montreal. I think a lot of people from France resonate to the good old stomping grounds of Montreal or Quebec.
Well, I think if you're gonna, if you're from France and you're gonna go to North America, you'd probably want to go somewhere where they like you.
Yeah,
and that's probably the best place, like Quebec,
the only place.
Yeah, I think it's the only place.
Yeah.
So like, there is probably a lot. That's what I thought too. A lot of them are going to school there.
Oh, okay.
But their English was great, and they got all the jokes. The one time I was telling the joke, you know, the joke I do about how your balls aren't attractive or whatever.
Yeah.
And this French guy, he just goes, "That is true."
Yeah. Just blunt.
I'm like, world, all over the world, people know their balls are ugly. Yeah. You know, like you hit those resonating jokes that are just like there forever.
you're preaching facts to that man.
Yeah, it's good. That's why I traveled. I have to travel so far to find that out. French guys' balls ugly too. Yeah, that is.
Joke's a winner anywhere.
That's right. I won. So, and my kids got to watch me for the first time ever. Both my kids watched me perform, which they've never done before.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, because my youngest is 18, so she could drink there, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we go to a bar with my kids one time, and the guy, and it's a big deal. Like, my wife didn't come with us, so she's like, take a picture when she gets her first drink, you know?
Yeah.
When she gets carded, you know, that she gets to show her ID and she's legal to drink or whatever. So she goes to order her first cocktail, and the guy doesn't card her, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, do you mind carding her? Like,
need a picture.
I just have to take a picture for my wife, you know? And
he was probably looking at you like, what the fuck?
No, he says, he goes, okay. You know, he just is like, okay. And I said, it's because she's 18. He goes, yeah, but if she's with her dad, who cares if she was... If she 12. Was 16 or 12, I think he might have said even 12. Like,
really?
If you're with your parents and the parents are cool with you having a drink, who am I to step in the way?
That's a good bartender.
Yeah. That's Quebec, though. Because the French don't care. Like, the French don't care. Like, that's an English law.
That's true.
And that's the thing. But weed, they're really not. Like, you know, in Ontario, how there's weed shops everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, literally everywhere. You can't throw a stone without hitting a dispensary.
Yeah.
Well, in
Montreal,
it's opposite. You can't fucking find one. Good thing I brought my own weed. And then and you don't see anyone smoking it really. And it's
really?
Just, and the smoking age is 21.
Oh, wow.
It's where it's 19 everywhere else. You know what I mean? Hmm. And their drinking age is 18, but their smoking age is 21.
That's
weird. Should be the like same age.
But they're not, they don't embrace it like the rest of the country, I don't think. And I think it's because it's our thing. It's like an English thing. To,
I'll tell you what
they like, if they embrace. Came up with it, if they were the first ones to go legal, right?
Yeah.
If Quebec was the first, I might have to reset this for a quick memento before we, I definitely want to do this before we, let me just cancel out of that and go down to this one. There we go. And I'm just going to reset this feed so that we can make sure that Dan Brennan is heard. There we go. We're back again, and hopefully we'll be a better feed for you. Anyway, sorry about that interruption.
Weed
in
Montreal.
Yeah, I think if Quebec was the first one to come up with banning weed, you know, they would have weed everywhere.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and then we followed suit, but because it was us first, or like Beast, whoever did.
They were like, fuck you, we're going
to
do our own
thing. Yeah, it's not ours thing, so we're not going to be told what to do by any other part of Canada ever.
Separate.
Based on what it was like when I was there, it was a heavy,
action.
Oh, I like the rotation.
Well, I just wanted to see you, Beaver.
Well, and I was getting googly-eyed when I look at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, this is a lot better.
Because I was looking at the halo, and I'd get a Google eye going on.
Yeah.
And
you almost got to not look. You got to have it so the camera, you're not looking at it.
So when I was up in the north, and they don't care about weed. They care about consuming prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Or non-prescription drugs.
Percocets
and E and A and K and all the letters of the alphabet.
Huh.
Oh, really? Just a bunch of letters?
Bunch of letters.
Hmm. Like alphabet soup?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then a buddy of mine was like, this is no big deal. And I'm like, it's a big fucking deal, man. This is not my style. I'm more of a whiskey, smoke a joint, smoke a pack of cigarettes, call it a night.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, kind of. I'm kind of more like smoke a joint or seven, and then if it's a real party night, then I will drink until I wind up at a stranger's kitchen in an indeterminate amount of time later.
Yeah.
And by all accounts, everyone had a great time along the way, but I remember very little.
Yeah.
That's my pattern.
I'm not going to lie, but I follow that pattern of not remembering a bunch.
What do you think does it? Do you think it's just all the alcohol?
Yeah. And people up in the north, they love to have fun at bars. I'm not going to – the atmosphere is a touch different, I find. Like when I'm down there on –
Well, the more north you go, I think the more their booze culture.
Yeah, like when I was there, like we were dancing on tables. Like it was awesome.
That was – I
was dancing on tables, to be honest with you. Yeah. I looked around. I seen a bunch of broads dancing on tables. I was like, "Why the fuck not?" There's no dudes dancing on tables. This'll be
when a you hit. Say when you say bunch of broads in front of your wife, which I know you do.
Yeah, no, like as in, we were in a normal bar. It was a normal bar.
Yeah,
and just people started randomly dancing on tables when shit started getting
real
heavy and real. And I'm like, you know what? Fucking good idea.
Beef's on a table.
Yeah.
In my crazy Vegas night, there was a bunch of broads.
Yeah.
Dancing on like the...
Doesn't the word real go good with a sentence?
Well, I think in this case, you're referring to a certain kind of woman that dances on the bar late at night, and she may be referred to as a broad.
Yeah, and, not a woman. Not a lady.
Well, these...
That broad's like, got some class.
Yeah, because we were in this booth, right? That's like fucking huge booth, which had all these like buckets of free shit that we don't know who was paying for, but we were part of this group somehow, and everyone got so wasted on this free booze that they're standing on the back of the booth. It's such a long booth, and they stand on the back of it and they dance on that, you know, on the top. So if you're on the bottom, you're looking up all the girls' skirts. And then if you're on the top, you're with all those blackout, drunk, horny Vegas, nothing really matters kind of girls.
Right.
Which is kind of fun, to do. So I went up there, and they quickly told me it's for ladies only.
Ladies only?
Yeah.
Ladies. Oh, I was definitely waiting for that, but they embraced me.
Continue looking up skirts.
Yeah, I had to go back to continue looking up skirts. And then my favorite part of the evening happened where the alcohol all kicked into another level and they all start just dropping. Boof, boof, boof. You see them just like start passing out one or the other, like falling off the top, like just dancing and then just passing out.
It's like a WWE event, man. It's like top ropes, it's frog splash. I'm not kidding you. Hardy Boy special.
Oh, the one girl we were with, her husband at the time, they're divorced now, but she was one of the ones, fell, totally passed out, and then he's like, hey, we gotta go, and then he's, like, dragging her to the hotel room, and she keeps, like, passing out again, and, like, she's lying there with her fucking legs all spread in the middle of the hotel floor, the casino, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And her, no underpants, and her whole vag out and stuff.
Oh, and, so it's a scene.
Yeah. And then she wanted to eat Chinese food, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like it was just a nightmare for him. Me and my wife had a good time. But
I can see how that'd be tough for him because now everything he does is going to be on total recall tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get questions on how he took care of her.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't give a fucking rat's ass. All I know is that I was walking past him, and he's, like, ordering a sandwich, and she's, like, lying there on the ground.
He didn't care, but I'll take throw all the toppings on there, my wife's.
Yeah, he looked like he was, like, totally past whatever, like, he was fed up with it, you know? He's like, oh, God, I'm not, like, just lie there then with your cooch out, and I'm going to go... order a sandwich.
Hungry.
Anyways, that's what I think about. But what were we talking about? Well, we got to do the Dan Brennan thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So because Dan Brennan heard this, he heard this comment from our program called Pete's Sexual Bucket List. Mm-hmm. And then he sent us something to the Dutch Hall at gmail.com, a video. And we're going to play this on the show. But because he sent us a video to the Dutch Hall at gmail.com, that constitutes, as far as I am concerned, feedback.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome to Feedback. We got feedback. First of all, our feedback, I'll give you one sponsor. Oh. It's Christmas time. If you have any last-minute Christmas shopping to do, go to the livefromthedutchhall.com and click on our Amazon banner. Do your Amazon shopping if you have something to do. And a little bit of that money will go out of the pocket of that rich SOB, if you don't mind me saying even.
Ooh, salty.
Yeah. But and it'll go into my pocket, my grubby pocket. And you know what I would do with it? You know what I would do with it?
What would you do with it?
If I was, if I had enough Amazon money right now on Kevin's birthday, I would buy you like a cameo from one of your heroes. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's a good
question. How about like a cameo? Who would be a good cameo to get for Kevin? If we had more money on Patreon, if you went to patreon.com/Dutch Hall and supported our show in any way, shape, or form, and we had that money, and I was just going to spend it on shit, and I'm like, I'll get something where a famous person will give a message to Kevin on our show, you know, for his birthday.
I would go like 2.0, as in like, would see what the Iron Sheik would have to say about it.
Ooh, go Iron Sheik. That's a good plan. I was still in the wrestling world too in my thoughts. But I was going with Ric Flair.
Oh, I'd be good.
Oh yeah, it would be a good one, Ric Flair.
But we need more Patreons. I think he's up there.
Yeah. I think rich for our blood.
Right now we can afford Barry O.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doink the Clown.
Yeah, we might be able to get Johnny Caraballo.
Iron Mike Neil Sharp.
Neil Carr. Do you remember Silent Brian McKnee? Hello, Greg. Yeah. Remember Silent Brian?
Yeah,
McKnee?
Yeah. Oh,
he was deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah, we got a live visitor for here. We got, remember Silent Brian McKnee? He was deaf. There was Neil Carr. He was from Brantford, wasn't he?
I don't know. I remember Iron Mike Sharp, too. Hamilton.
Boy. Hamilton, yeah. Yeah, man. Hamilton, it was Iron Mike Sharp was definitely from Hamilton. So was Johnny Canine. They did that Beyond the Ring thing with Johnny Canine, and they show
he's still alive.
I think he's dead. Yeah, I think everyone's dead.
Some biker trouble.
Yeah, it was biker trouble. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I forget even. Yeah. Anyways, it was cool because there was a lot of Hamilton stuff I recognized. Mm-hmm. You know, one time I did this theater. And my wife is like in the theater, right? It was a nice gig, but we're in the theater after the gig. And then, there's these very Italian looking guys, like, nothing wrong with Italians, you know, but it kind
of,
but my wife, we're in Hamilton, right? And she's like, man, this place looks like it's run by the mafia. You know, she says, I'm like, she's saying it right by them. They can hear us, right?
Oh, that's getting offside.
They probably are, like, but they most likely are for real, you know? My wife thinks that's just in movies. Like, she doesn't think that stuff
is fake.
Yeah. Ancaster's like full of mafia and stuff like that.
I would say so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's tons of.
You wouldn't want to go into a crowd and yell that out.
No. Well, no.
So, anyways, what happened with that?
That's it. That's all. Oh. What was I talking about, though? We're in feedback.
We're
in feedback. And because we're in feedback, before I want to start. You're a little slow on the feedback, eh?
I know, because I got to re-click it every time.
Okay. There we go. I knew there was something wrong. Kevin, I don't know if it's his birthday. He's taking liberties or what is it? What
slacking.
It is.
He's all kerfuffle.
And an excuse.
Yeah. But anyways, this is it this week. This is the much anticipated. If anybody's watching this, this is what you're waiting for. This is what Dan wants everyone to see today. He insisted it be today. It's one of the reasons the show is. It's because Kevin and Dan Brandon both insisted I do a show today, even though I've had no fucking sleep. Because I wasn't even... but I'm doing this for you, Dan. Okay, so without further ado, you might hear this. Kevin, you might have to remove a headphone because it's not going to be on our thing. But the people at home on the streaming thing should be able to hear it. So we got this thing. This is it. Do you have a drum roll? Can we drum roll it? I have to. That'll give me a chance to make this thing work. Mm. All right, here we go.
A few seconds here, because I don't know where it is.
No worries. Okay. Again, this is Dan Brennan responding to Joe Botello's trashing of him. And whenever Kevin says he's ready, he's going to hit a drum roll.
I honestly don't see it.
Okay, we don't have it. Then right. Bieber. that was it?
That was it.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. We're going to hit it, see if this works.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me on, man. Of course, I would love to come down in the new year and do the show live and direct. But as you well know, Joe Botello is not worth the drive to Simcoe. If I could just speak to Joe directly. Joe, I would rather be unfuckable than unbookable and unwatchable. You're in Delhi trashing me and trolling me because you can't get booked anywhere else. This isn't high school. I'm in comedy to get laughs. You're in comedy to get laid? You're in comedy because your wife doesn't like you in the house before she goes to bed and you can't afford men's rec hockey. Speaking of your wife, if I do need to get laid, I just get in front of her, tell her she looks nice, and ask her about her day. All the years of marital neglect would just fall right off, wouldn't they? She'd be putty in my hands. I'm unfuckable? Huh? I'm unfuckable? Dude, you're a married dude who's 40 years old and you show up to the club with someone else's wife. 90% of the women I know wouldn't put a nickel in your cup if you were panhandling. It's not about me. The only way you're fuckable is if the gray in your beard comes from performing sex acts on the elderly. I use words you don't understand? Yeah, undoubtedly I use words you don't understand. I use words like crushed, killed, likable. Which brings me to the real point here. Joe, I hope this next part hurts you, and I hope you learn from it. Other comics aren't stealing your best friends. Your best friends are outgrowing you. They're getting booked on shows you can't get booked on. Does that hurt? I hope it hurts a little bit, because it was fun to say, I have to admit.
That's an evil laugh.
Because here's the thing, Joe. This is why you can't get booked. This is the educational part of the whole thing. The reason you can't get booked is because your comedy is like a bead of sweat hitting an ass crack. It's initially quite exhilarating to see you take the stage, but then that bead drops and it's just ass water. Just 5 to 7 minutes of ass water. So, Joe, do me a favor. Don't beef with me outside of the Dutch Hall. If you wanna respond via the Dutch Hall. Because the only other booking you have this month is this Sunday, December 19th, 8:35, at the Judge, 25 Augusta Street in Hamilton. And I am hosting that show. And I don't have time to beef with you outside of the Dutch Hall. I certainly don't have time to beef with you this weekend for the simple reason that I have to spend all weekend trying to figure out where to bury you in the lineup so you don't ruin my show. Happy holidays, everyone. Pete, thanks so much for having me. Hope to see you all soon. Bye.
Well, that was it. That was it. That was the Dan Brennan clip. Greg, we had a visitor. My neighbor Greg is showing up. And we're happy to have you, Greg. We're happy to have you on the show. And just to let you know, this guy Dan Brennan that was talking there, a couple of weeks ago, there was this other comic in Joe Botello who went on saying that guy was unfuckable. And if he's sad and lonely now, he's going to die that way. Like, those were the kind of comments he was making. And that was Dan's response to him. At one point, I saw Greg thought that he was talking about my wife.
He's going
to
defend
and
her
honor. Greg was about to punch the TV screen on behalf of defending my wife's honor.
Yep.
That's the kind of neighbor I have. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that, right? That's a good move.
It was solid. He was ready to do something about it.
Yeah, and then I was like, no, he's not talking about me. Or he's not talking about me. But, like, he said, I just wanted to talk about Dan's response. First of all, I'll ask you, Kev, birthday boy.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of what Dan said?
I think he really went after Joe's comedy more than he tried to hit him where he thought it really hurt him.
He hit him in the throat.
Yeah, because nice like
throat punch.
He could have went after like Joe's
how fat he is.
Yeah, how fat he is, how hairy he is, how just like overall his hygiene's no good, how his gums are all swollen and off-putting. And how, you know, like how his dick is so small and that, you know, like when we saw him in that thing.
I was kind of in the closet, you know.
A million things he could have picked on him over.
Yeah.
But he stayed away from all of those things. And then he just went after Joe's comedy.
I don't even think he said Joe was unfuckable, to be honest with you. If he said it, I missed it.
He kind of said, he goes, I'm unfuckable. And he said that... I think he missed the real comment there. If he really wanted to go for it, he should have said, I'm unfuckable. You're married and you're still not getting laid. You have a woman that's like...
Oh, he did say that about how he's bringing someone else's wife to his shows.
Oh, yeah. That means he's more fuckable, though.
There was so much shit he could have blasted Joe about, and he just went after comedy.
But he went after the comedy. And so I got to tell you... It hurts to say. I don't know how the general public's going to feel about this. I know there is some comics that are that are actually talking about this, like which I think is kind of cool because I think it's kind of nonsense, really. But if people want to like get into the drama, it's great. And I hope these guys like end up punching each other on my show, like on the live stream. Like that would be the greatest thing.
Yeah, I'll carry around a little camera and watch. I'll be like,
yeah. But I think that if you do want to go to the Winking Judge on Sunday, December 19th, these guys will probably definitely be going, like keep this going on a live version of it in the room. So it might be fun to go to that show. I also wanted to say about Dan there. Number one, the evil laugh. I let that thing play through. I might go and pick it up again sometime, but the evil laugh that he did at the end was like, ooh, like it's off-putting. Like he seems like he's a real villain. And then I thought that he also from a roast perspective, you know, it was pretty good. Like he went after like things that hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he would have went after Joe's autistic daughter, to be honest. Which is I didn't know how low he's gonna go. Like I was right. Like, because these are two comedians, like they're gonna go after like whatever's gonna hurt Joe the most, you know.
Yeah,
so he didn't go after his daughter. I think
something like that though, that's like, you gotta put he didn't put his family, the families aside.
No, Joe never said anything about Dan's kids.
No.
And if he did, it would have disproven his point because obviously a guy that's got kids can't be unfuckable.
Yeah.
Because you had to fuck somebody, right? Yeah. Or maybe not.
Mm.
Maybe your dad's Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
And you just.
Maybe it's not his kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's like some other dude is like Princess Diana or like Prince Charles, you know, like
Harry
there, you know,
yeah.
Or whatever, you know, like.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like one guy, all of a sudden, you got like all these kids look like horses and one looks like Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyways, Brendan came out swinging. He went after Joe where it hurts. Joe's going to definitely have a lot to say about this. I know he is.
Yeah.
So I hope he does reach out to us. And you need a refill, Greg?
No.
Okay, cool, because we got a fridge there if you need anything. And you need headphones, too? There's some right there. If you want, it might be a bit easier to hear. Just behind you there, right there. No, this is a live stream on YouTube and Facebook.
It's an open setting.
But it's also perfect. A birthday party, and you're here for the next part of the show, Greg. And the next part of the show is, if you use this mic, you're going to sound like God. Yeah. You got the headphones on?
Does this still sound?
That might be cool. Might be cool.
Yeah.
You could be anonymous. No one would know who you are if you're talking to this.
You want it?
Yeah, I'm talking to it.
I like it.
I just want to say that I haven't been to the Dutch Hall in a long time until last weekend, and I'm really impressed with it. It's quite an improvement in here.
Thank you.
Was here last
that weekend. Was nicer than what that was. You've softened in a week, too, since the last time you spoke, that we heard God speak on that microphone.
That's true.
He was harsher to us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very nice, kind words. Actually, I feel it's so nice to have you back. Because it has been so long, you know, the pandemic and all that stuff is crazy. Even your neighbors you don't see very often anymore.
I think the Halloween.
I was on one of the first shows, by the way.
Yeah, you were. It was on, I think it was called the Warm Up Shack. It was one of the early shows, yeah.
And then the Halloween party.
That was great. That was actually, we did a redo show after that. It was super fun.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was fun. That was when there was a story told about a stripper like shitting on the audience, swinging around the pole or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was a really. I remember that show.
Real graphic show.
So Greg, our goal for this week is that we have Kevin Van Dungeon. It's his birthday today.
And we want
to make it. He's been every week. We say Derek the Beaver Van Hooten. You know. I'm 2-time President's Club Award winner, Pete Van Dyke. We had the band leader, Michael Bowe, the guy that writes the music for the show, Dave the Rooster Charters, Whiskey Wes Higgins, you know. All these people have a nickname. We had the French Tickler even with Kev Belange. You know, everyone has to have a nickname. We got the Steve the Reluctant German. All those people that were on our show in the past, they all had a nickname. No one can come up with a nickname for Kevin Van Dungeon. So here, the birthday show for Kevin, we have to find out about this man and find out what's going to make him tick.
It's my gift.
And we're going to, before the show is complete, we are going to have a nickname for this man that's going to stick for the rest of his career on this program.
So should you want us to just blurt out options every now and then?
Yeah, just shout it out, Beef, and you think of something to this guy. So
yeah, I'm what's hitting me right now is like, Kevin, Smooth Sailing Van Dungeon.
Yeah. I'm putting that on the list, Smooth Sailing.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Smooth Sailing Van Dungeon? This is what you got to know about this dude.
We got to throw a ring to it.
Sounds like smooth a cigarette
sailing. Smooth Sailing. Yeah. So we're going to find out a little bit about this guy. He's obviously Dutch, you know, otherwise he wouldn't be allowed here. We have a full Dutch crew here.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, it's nice for once.
God is
not rich. A German hanging in the corner somewhere. No Polish guy,
not
you know,
some Portuguese guy, or
not some Portuguese,
no French
guy.
Fuck in the corner.
Nothing, just a bunch of Dutch people being cool as fuck, right? So here we are. Kevin's one of them. Dutch man. His dad was old as fuck when he had Kevin. Oh. You know, Kevin was a mistake. Before the show,
that's true.
Oh, you're all the way from Baghdad.
Before the show, Kevin said that his parents would tell him a fable of how he came into their family by saying that they found him in a ditch. Right? Just a random fact about Kevin Van Dungen that you may not know.
That's true.
His brother would say that he could smell the ditch on you. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah.
Sisters
too.
Now you played keyboards,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So I know about you. Organ, I should say.
Yep.
You played organ, and you played it in church. Did you play in church?
Just weddings.
Just weddings. But you practiced your organ. I remember that.
Yeah.
Right. And
call you Keystone.
But you played in a band.
Yeah.
Called what?
Oh.
With the organ.
Keyboard.
Keyboard then. Under the Influence? No.
I think it was a gun name.
No, you were red tape?
No. No. Name of a gun, 36, 30-06 or something.
Oh, 30-06, was that you?
Craig Sonnenberg named. Something like Throat Violent.
A Throat Punch.
That's his band, but that wasn't mine. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys were before that. But anyways, you're in a band.
Yeah.
I remember, is this true? Do you have a cast iron stomach?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been implied. Okay, then I have a couple questions for you just to find out a little bit. Okay. You guys can ask questions too. You think of somebody you want to drill this guy? Now we're,
what's funny is we're
I'm telling you what I know about him, and so we can kind of drill down nickname stuff. But like,
you know what's funny is what's going to happen is after this, we're going to have 10 nicknames for him, and no one's going to.
Okay, this is another big fact about Kevin.
All right.
He's like Goodwill Hunting, and you're like Goodwill Hunting, right?
Yeah.
He's like a custodian at a higher learning institute that also learns stuff. He takes courses and he's smart and stuff. And he's just sitting around with his mop and he's looking at fucking problems on the board. And he's saying, you guys are all fucking stupid as shit. Yeah. Right? Is that right, Kev?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's saying, where's them apples?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like one thing. that's one thing about Kevin as well. Another thing is... Now, this is a question, Kevin.
All right.
Everyone knows about Beaver,
uh-huh.
Right? We all know about his confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We all know he doesn't have small little man syndrome.
No.
And we know why he doesn't have it.
Right.
Right? Okay. So this is the question. You are a giant man, right? Like, you're pretty big.
Uh-huh.
How tall are you? Like 6'4"?
6'1".
What?
Honest to God, just measured today.
Bullshit.
You look way taller than that.
Yeah.
How do you...
You have a stature of like a 6'5", 6'4".
You just stand up real straight or something?
Yeah. Good posture.
That just went totally against what you were going to probably say.
Would you weigh a lot or something?
Yeah. Not as confident as Beav, I was going to say for that answer.
Okay, that's the answer. That's where I was going. So we can't go with like, because like if we went like Kevin Long Van Donger, like something like that.
I had that one on a hockey jersey, Long Van Donger.
Long Van Donger?
Swear to God.
Oh, was that in your high school?
That grade 13 game, yeah.
Yeah, I went to, I lived with a guy who was on in your same grade 13 class.
Yeah.
And he had his jersey.
Uh-huh.
And it said on the back, Drain Aidsy. Was his name.
I don't know who that guy is.
And the, you know what his number was?
Probably 69.
No.
No.
His number was 3 letters.
Oh.
Yeah.
XTC?
Yes, it was. Drain Aidsy XTC. It was the cheesiest shirt I've ever seen.
Yeah, they all were.
Yeah, it was bad. And if it's not done ironically, it's sad, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, Drain Aidsy. So anyways, you were Long Van Donger on that one.
Yeah, kind of like that Long Duck Dong from...
Yeah, that's what I was going. That's what I was thinking like too.
No.
Beaver does.
Beaver's got the squirrel.
Yeah, he's got a big, huge hand. Look at his hands. Look at his hands.
Oh, boy.
You ever see how big his hands are? Like, his hands are bigger than mine, and his cock is twice the size of mine.
It's like a tripod.
Yeah. Yeah, his cast is shadow, dude, man. It's something else. Yeah. Yeah, you know,
strong back, strong arms.
You know, Beaver's that. He's never confirmed or denied it.
He's never denied.
I hope Greg comes back every week as God, and we're not going to say he's not going to say he's Greg. We'll just say he's God all the time.
I like hearing the voice.
This version of God is better too. Because I always just when I hear it, I think it's God telling me this stuff. I like this place, Pete. You know? Yeah, exactly. I really enjoy it. Anyways, how about this, Kevin?
All right.
All right. This is a multiple choice question for you. Okay.
Yep.
Which would be a better use of the word Van Dungeon?
All right.
Okay. To describe a vigilante vampire hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Or a heavy metal band.
I like B.
Heavy metal band, Van Dungeon?
Yeah.
That does suit it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go see Van Dungeon. If they're opening for like...
Van Halen.
Yeah, if Van Dungeon was opening for maybe like like a Greta Van Fleet, you know, I'd go see a Van Dungeon. You could do sure. that. But you can't open for Van Halen anymore.
No.
Like when I'm thinking here in Van Dungeon, I'm thinking like Rob Zombie style.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about if we called him, you're even keeled. I've yeah. never seen you lose your temper.
No.
Do you lose your temper very often?
No, not very often.
There he goes. Ice in his veins.
Or
right?
Just ice.
He could be the Ice Man.
Ooh. Or just Ice.
Just Ice?
Kevin Ice.
Kevin Ice Van Dungeon? Nah, I don't know.
No.
Kevin the Ice Man Van Dungeon, maybe. How about this?
That's where I got the Sailing Smooth.
How about, feel like a mafia guy. How about Kevin Cucumber?
Oh.
Because he's cool as a cucumber. How about we don't even call him Kevin anymore? We just call him Cucumber Van Dungeon. How about we... What was the first one before Cucumber?
Cucumber.
That's Portuguese cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
That, I lost train of thought there. What it was smooth before
as,
that?
It was like a cigarette, smooth as silk or something. I don't remember.
Oh, Smooth Sailing?
Oh, Ice.
Oh, Ice.
Ice. Ice, Ice Van Dungeon. Nah.
Yeah?
How about... fucking...
No, I think just Chip. I think just Ice. I think Ice is fucking it.
Ice
kind of got it's got that Top Gun fucking pull to it.
How about the other side of the pillow, Van Dungeon? That's kind of a cool nickname.
Cool and refreshing.
Kevin, the other side of the pillow. Wait, no.
Well, see,
because that's a the. No.
Do you remember the nickname I started this whole conversation with before we were on air? Was is I got an employee that his nickname is Quesada.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like for like a whole year, I just went along with it, and then finally, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then all the guys were like, man, you see that fucking duster on that guy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, man, he's got the scent of the pussy in there. We call that Greta Quesada.
I think I'll have a word for it, eh?
Yeah.
It's the word is you have pussy juice in your mustache. That's Quesada. That guy, Quesada.
Quesada.
And I like that.
Literally, nobody knows this guy's real name in the county, but he knows everybody, but they only know him as Quesada.
If I was a musician, I'd just go by Quesada.
Is that a Spanish word? Are these Mexican guys?
No, Jamaican.
And they say, and that's Quesada?
Yeah, it's a Jamaican word.
The Mexican guys that I used to work with used to call me cuñado, and that means brother-in-law, which means they want to fuck my sister, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. And I was like, I don't know if I agree with that. They're saying, no, it's just like the respect, like a cousin. Or
yeah, they're telling you that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. I think you guys are all having a laugh. anyway.
That sounds cool, though.
Kevin the Iceman Van Dungeon is not bad. But maybe, how about a female prowess? How are you with the ladies over the years?
I would say average.
Average?
Nothing special. Not like the man to the left of me.
Well, everybody downplays their situation.
What would you give your, like, so yeah, women, what about, what about like the any passions in life?
No.
Any accomplishments?
None.
We're not getting a lot to work on.
No, this might be the hook. This might be the hook and the turning point. This nickname is now could change his whole life.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Before, he had no nickname. He had no, what'd you say, no accomplishments?
No passions.
And no passions, right? This nickname, we have to give it to him to spark a passion in his life and accomplishments. So maybe if we give him a false, if this nickname gives him a false sense of accomplishment for something that he hasn't done yet, right? But we keep saying he's good at it.
Call him Yes Man.
No, but we gotta figure out something he's good at.
This is like
that he doesn't even know he's good at yet.
I'm gonna manifest it.
Oh. And then we make him that thing, you know, where like Kevin, like he's the best he's the best fingerer in the county. Like he just fucking can finger like nobody else. You know? you know, fingers. We'll just call them fingers.
There you go.
And then we create the legend next of how Kevin can, like, draw the alphabet in a girl's vagina with his two fingers. And it's supposed to be
next,
like,
thing you know, his wife comes to the show and says, "What the fuck did you guys do to him?"
He's now he's starting to take up all the. Yeah, he's like, "Honey,
I got to embrace this.
I got a reputation."
Yeah, she wakes up every night in the middle of the night with Kevin's, like, fucking wrist deep in her.
Yeah, DJ Diddler. Twisting tracks since
1985. It's actually a nice little gift for his wife as well as it is for as him. You know, yeah. It's like, yeah, it works out for the whole family.
Win, win, win.
Okay, so I'm going with I'm voting Kevin Fingers.
Yeah. Fingers?
Sorry. Fingers Van Dungeon.
You want it for now?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's the rest of your life, man.
All right.
Good at fingering. You make girls squirt.
Yeah, but it could be just
that's open. A thing.
It could be just open. It's open to interpretation.
What do you mean?
I could have crooked fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's not. We all know.
We all know.
That's because you're super good at fingering. Hey, by the way.
All right.
This is the last time we'll talk about this, the real fact, but are you good at fingering?
Amazing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's no different than, like, my nickname. It started out as it started out and stayed as Beaver.
Yeah, no, I thought it was because you're always busy.
Well, and when I was in, like, bar settings and stuff, meeting people, they'd be like, "How'd you get the nickname Beaver?" And buddies would be like, "Cause he's seen a lot of it," and then it get quiet for a second, and then I just wouldn't say anything. I just went along with it, and then it was, but it was still.
Fuck, man, that's what he's probably doing with the big cock too. Maybe he's just got a little pin. He's just letting us go with it, and then
keep the legend alive.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, people just start seeing it in the grocery store, and they want.
What I'm saying is it's open to interpretation. It's open to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My wife does the same thing too. Eh? Just stays quiet when I can't. I say open my mouth and make it worse. She'll just stay quiet and it'll just pass and go away or get better. She doesn't add fuel to it. I do.
So
or dispel it right away. I'm like, someone will say, like, "Pete, you got a good dick, you know, a real nice dick," and I'd be like, "Ah, it's terrible. You should see it when it's cold, you know." That would never.
A legend and a myth are pretty close, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're no different. Yeah. As long as no one sees Beaver's dick, it's huge, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, because we've never described it any other way.
Yeah.
No, Joe's, there's evidence of it. And if anyone wants to have a picture of Joe's button dick that he posted himself online, I will give it to you. Just give me an email at livefromthedutchhall@gmail.com, and I will definitely send you that picture of Joe's dick. Or if you're a Patreon a subscriber, you get whatever you want, you know.
Oh.
So
you may have to send it to them no matter what.
That's gonna work.
Oh yeah, well, maybe we'll just do a day. We should pick a day on the calendar, and every year
button dick day,
we just show that picture to all of everyone that wants a nice.
What's considered a button dick?
Well, in this case, it was a guy, a Portuguese guy, that's like short and stout, like a fire hydrant.
You might have to pull up the picture.
Oh, I don't know if I'd be able to find it on the show. It'd just be me dicking around on the computer. But
Is it on his Instagram?
It's on his Facebook somewhere, yeah. But he posts a lot of shit. So
he wore a fucking Speedo.
But I would know it was like a Captain America outfit. So yeah. It was all like, you know, spandex. And he was on stage doing a stand-up set. And you could just see, like, just the only thing, it's spandex, so it's cling fitting, you know? Just a little mushroom poking out there at the top. Just button.
Just like an Audi. Like
people almost like a nipple.
Yeah.
I feel like I know how he feels.
Yeah.
It's so weird hearing God's voice.
Yeah.
I think God would have a hammer.
God doesn't need to.
That's fair.
Right? Yeah. Plus he's... He's, you know, he's huge. He's God, right?
Yeah.
His dick's probably still like 6 feet long, but it seems small because God.
God was being modest.
Yeah.
He's like the more age as well, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of my balls have. Where my balls get. They're droopier, I should say.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, God? It makes us feel like, you know, we're not alone in this, you know? When we're when we just go to, you know, maybe we're not feeling as spry as we used to be, and in the morning we maybe we want to have a rest when we sit down to pee, and then next thing you know, fucking cold water balls are dipping cold water, and
that'll wake you up.
That does wake you up, and usually when you're young, those things will contract right back up. It'll just snap, your ball sack snaps right back up. But and now, when I'm an old man now, my balls just stay there in the cold, just miserable.
They're like, fuck it.
They fuck it. We ain't moving.
Nope. We gotta keep his heart pumping. We're not moving.
Yeah, we live in toilet water now. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, balls. Hmm. They are fucking something. When I was like 20, I was in university still. God, at one time, I was. You know this. I was in university. And my wife was just my girlfriend at the time. She goes to her university doctor and says, hey, my boyfriend's got a lot of balls, you know, like a lot of ball skin. Maybe, is there anything you can do? Is there anything, there's any procedure to take care of that? I'm like, what? You went to your doctor and asked about my balls being gross?
This is a new story.
That's a real story. No, it's from when I was 21.
This is
you never heard it before?
No.
It's true, though. She said, and the lady said there was a ball tuck. You can get a ball tuck.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Like a tummy tuck.
Where they don't disrupt.
Yeah, a boob tuck.
They don't disrupt the testicle. They just kind of fold the skin.
No, I think they probably just cut it off. Like when people have those, like, you know, like gastric, those bye-bye arms that you have when you used to be fat and now you're skinny and you got the bye-bye arms.
Bingo.
And then they have to take all that extra skin off. It would be the same sort of thing. And then they just cut it off and then sew it up.
Cut and sew.
So they would just basically, what I would do is probably grab my scrotum underneath and then I would fold it out like a flying squirrel, all like right. This.
Like a bat wing.
So that it's fully... And then they would just draw the circle of what a normal size nutsack would be, so it would just be like the little bit of it, and then they cut all the rest of it off.
And then they could donate your spare nutsack to people who needed more.
Oh, yeah. You could probably make footballs out of it or something.
Yeah, but these days the amount of people switching over, there's probably plenty of extra.
That's true.
Plenty of extra nut skin?
There's probably plenty of extra nuts.
Oh, because they're switching teams. Okay, now this is my Montreal story. It's a good way to end it. We got a nickname for Kevin. We did the Brennan thing.
Yeah.
And now
God's here.
God's here. Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and so now all I got to do is tell you this story. So we're at this bar, right, with my kids. I'm in the bar with my kids. And it's live music. There's a guy playing an acoustic guitar and a guy playing a saxophone, right? They're great. Great act. And then, but the rest of the bar doesn't give a fuck about them. We're really enjoying them. And then there's this other, like, tall girl that's right beside me. She's, like, just gorgeous, you know, dressed to the nines, you know, gray fur coat on, like, just looks like a real spectacle, like real done up and looks great, eh? Anyways, after the show, she comes over. I'm setting up the tab. My kids leave. And I'm setting up the tab, and I hear her talking to the sax player. And as soon as she starts talking, I'm like, oh, that's a trans woman. You know, like it becomes clear to me.
Clear?
Yeah, like my brain says, oh, that's a trans woman. Like, because she started talking, she looks so feminine. Like, this is the part where my kids start yelling at me. As soon as I say that, you know, like, anyways, I wanted to say how incredible I thought.
The transition went?
Yeah, she looked fantastic. The girl looked terrific. Like, she was super hot, you know?
Looked the part.
Yeah, like, really, really looked great. And, I'm not going to bang a person trans, straight, or gay. I don't know. Like, I'm not banging anybody. I bang my wife, you know? Like, so to me, I'm not in the market for anything. Not a sexual thing for me at all. But I can admit that is a good-looking woman, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really good-looking woman, you know? Then you find out trans, and you're like, well done. Like, hey, they've come a great long way. Like, that is terrific. Yeah. Work like I was totally fooled until the voice. They haven't figured out the voice yet, but everything else they're doing pretty good at.
No Adam's apple.
Is it a real deep voice?
It wasn't a real deep voice, but it was definitely like, you know.
There's a tingle in there, eh?
Yeah, something a little bassy that just they couldn't get rid that you can't mask.
You hear how baby? Well, I can't remember her name, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. It was just kind of like, yeah, anyways. So anyways, I tried to communicate this to my children. Right.
Well, because if your buddies were there, you'd be like, "Holy fuck! Guess what I just seen."
Yeah, man, can you believe it? Look at her. That you know. But my kids are like
appalled.
Well, yeah, I can't even bring it up because I'm so ignorant. Like, because times it's like the way that you deal with that stuff or whatever. Like, just to have a I'm an ally, right? I'm not trying to like be offensive to anybody at all. I just want to be inclusive. I like everybody. I want you to do your thing, right? Mm-hmm. But if something's like new to me, right, and it's like something I haven't seen before,
it's foreign to you.
I have to
acknowledge.
Yeah, I say it out loud. Like I just process it out loud, and I'm not saying anything mean. I'm saying this girl looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying like, I'm saying this girl looks great, you know, or this person looks great. Right. I'm not saying anything like
belligerent,
like, I'm not he, she, in or nothing like that. Like yep. I'm everything. I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing then. And I mean nothing by it. And then, but just the fact that I will not like to say she looks good for a trans woman or whatever.
Oh, it's for a trans woman.
Yeah, that qualification thing is what is what it makes me like a fucking transphobic or whatever. Like,
yeah, I think you're okay too.
All of us would because we're all in the same boat, right? Like we're all just like there's nothing wrong with it. You know, we didn't do anything wrong.
It's like kicking the tires on an old Camaro. They make them look good later on. Okay, good work.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? They could probably, like, what happens if, what would happen if, right, you got a friend of yours, single guy, right? Guy falls in love with a trans woman, right? Who's post-operative, post-op, right? And then he falls in love with her. And then he says, we had sex and the vagina that they made isn't like a regular vagina. This thing is way better. It's like this thing massages you in such a way. It's got like temperature control, you know, it's always self lubricating and like, it's the way it kind of like gets bigger and it's like gripping you and stuff. Like they figured out a way that this thing's like, you know, not only do they like give you a vagina, but they give you like the best vagina you could possibly have, you know, that's like the best vagina for fucking. And then
they really make them though?
No, like that. Well, I'm saying like, if you're going to make a,
I don't know how
if you're
going to
fashion a vagina, why wouldn't you fashion a vagina that's the best vagina?
Yeah. Like a form fitting, perfect.
Yeah. Something that's going to be better.
Posturepedic.
Than just your average everyday vagina.
Tempurpedic.
Sealy Posturepedic vagina.
Mind you, I've had sex with one woman. So I've only there, in my mind, I think there could be a difference. In vaginas. Maybe they are all exactly the same.
I don't know how they make that up, though. I don't know how they... The process. You'd have to ask someone that's went through that.
That's had lots of vaginas.
I doubt you'll find someone in Norfolk County.
No, no. What you need is you need a vagina... Well, who are you talking about? The person that designs a new vagina?
No, I'm saying what you're talking about, you'd have to find someone that has...
Like a trans person?
No, you'd have to find someone that has been with a trans person. And ask them their experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And I doubt you'll find that anywhere near the next 150K radius.
I think you'd be surprised, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Anymore, especially with the young people. Yeah. I think it's way more common than when we think.
I was talking to a guy who said his kids, there was a couple kids that were, or whatever, going each way as well.
It
starts.
Yeah, my kids, I know one of the kids that I've known since grade school with my kids.
See, I think we're just so foreign to the topic, right? We don't, like, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, yeah, I think you're not, if you don't see it, then it would seem like it doesn't happen. Then all of a sudden you kind of clue in. But, you know, like, even in Delhi, like Delhi is a town of 5,000 people. All of us would probably think we know almost everybody in town, right?
Right.
When we really only know about 10%.
True. That's true.
If that even, like maybe only 5%, you know? And the rest, and it's the same sort of thing. You know, you just kind of don't, people are selective in what they notice. You ever go down a road, you've been on that road like a million times, and then all of a sudden you see a house, and you're like, how did I miss that fucking house, you know?
Yeah, your whole life, yeah.
You just drove past it and didn't look. It's kind of like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody you know comes home with a person that, and then you're in that world all of a sudden, and then you start seeing it everywhere.
No, that's true.
That's kind of how it goes, I think. Anyways.
We're going to have to leave that topic of at an unknown.
Yeah.
Usually we can figure out an answer by the end of our topic, but.
Which one about? What's
about the trans in general.
Like about if, no, my question to you was, if they made a vagina and it was better, would that make you want to give up your regular wife for maybe a trans wife?
I'm going to say a hard no.
But the vagina is like super good.
Nope.
Mm. It's got a cup holder.
It's got a cup
holder. That's straight,
too. That's straight. That's straight.
One of those lighters that you push in. Like.
Yeah.
Well, Beaver's a hard sell. We'll get him. Maybe we'll ask you maybe next Kevin's birthday. Yeah. See if we still have the same opinion.
Auto drive.
We got to send fingers here down to the fucking.
Down the factory.
Down to yonder and fucking.
Hey, fire. There you go. We'll send old fingers, do some fingering in both kinds, and tell research. Us what you come up with.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we solved a lot of problems here today, and we did everything we said we're going to do. This is a rare Dutch haul. We're pretty close to the hour on the button.
Yeah.
Kevin, is there any last request for your birthday? Or should I say fingers? Is there any last request?
This couldn't be better.
Maybe like a... You got nothing?
No, this could be better. You got a nickname?
Yeah, nickname. Next time we'll even get... I'm thinking we'll get you some of those... Like, you know, those roll-on...
Finger condoms.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting them a set of brass knucks.
Ooh. Ooh. That's kinky.
Yeah.
You know how people show it off? Like,
Get you some lube then.
Imagine if my nickname was Fist.
Yeah.
Man, what if Joe's really sad by that message, though? Anyway, we got to get out of this. We got to get out of this show.
Yeah.
We're so close to the end. And then we were tying it up in a bow. We did great.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, everyone, let's congratulate ourselves. We're getting close to the end of season 9 here. I think maybe one more. And then we're into season 9. So anyways, thanks for listening. We'll keep you up to date on the drama.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. Support our Patreon. Go to our website, livefromthedutchhall.com, and click on our Amazon banner. And you can... support our sponsors. Do whatever you can. Have a merry holidays and Christmas and Hanukkah and all this stuff. And until next week, we will see you. And you want to do it, Kev?
See you, NT. Yeah. See you next Thursday.
There you go. Happy birthday, Kevin. Hit the theme song now. God damn it.
Yeah.
I wonder what that does. Stop these things.